So, you fashioned your enemy. Your enemy is the version of you which doesn't take shit. Your enemy is the version of you which goes to the gym every single day. And if you've done this correctly, then what you should be doing by now is thinking of him permanently. Every single time you go to the gym and you haven't done that one extra rep, he did. Every single time if you don't feel like doing something, you have to think, yeah, but he would do it. If you truly constructed him the way you should, he should be crossing your mind with every single thing you do. And this is why it's important to develop an ego. This is lesson two of the Iron Mind course, is to develop an ego. Egos are extremely important. Egos have always existed. Throughout ancient history, men, kings, went to war, and millions of people died because someone insulted him, because of his ego. Egos are a natural human thing, and they're extremely important. And the modern world tells men to not have an ego. And they do that because it makes you weak and easy to control. You can only have an iron mind if you are so sure of yourself, so egotistical that nobody can break it. So an ego is extremely important. Now, for the first lesson, we built your enemy, and we built this perfect person you're gonna be battling against. And there's a very specific reason we did it based on a version of you. One, because it shows who you could be. But the other reason is also because if your ego is based around beating this person, you get to go through life and be a nice guy to everyone else. People say don't have an ego because they give you an ego, you have an ego, you're going to be egotistical to the people you meet. I'm a nice guy to everyone I meet because they're not my enemy. I'm not combating against them. I'm a nice guy to every person. I'm a nice guy to every woman. I say please and thank you. I'm a nice person, but I do have a massive ego. But my ego comes into play when I'm fighting against my enemy. Listen, did you fuck your wife yesterday? Maybe you did. So imagine this guy fucked your wife. He would have fucked her better than you did. And this should inspire your ego. The person you're battling against is beating you. And this person is who you could be. That's what's the most annoying thing about it. This person's outlifting you in the gym. They're making more money. They're fucking their wife better. They got more girls. They're rolling around a nicer car. This could be you, but it's not you. Only because you don't have the motivation to do what this individual does. Nothing to do with genetics. Nothing to do with luck. This person is you and they are beating you. And this should inspire your ego. Most people's egos work against them, and the way it works against them is they feel entitled. They wake up and they think, oh, I deserve a nice car. I'm a special person. I deserve a nice car. And then when they don't get a nice car, they get disheartened and annoyed. That is not the right way to use an ego. An ego should be used as in, I deserve a nice car, so I'm going to go fucking get one. That's an ego. So this person who you've built, your enemy, he has a nice car because he has worked harder than you have. So he has a nice car and you don't have one. Whose fault is that? There should be no reason, no excuse for you to not do everything that you believe you need to do to be the best person you can be if you've properly created this enemy. You've looked at this list, 25 to 30 points long, of everything this guy does. And you should look at that list and think, fuck, this is who I'm competing against. I need to start getting my shit together. And your ego should stop you from wanting to lose. Otherwise, day after day after day, you are losing to this individual. This individual is beating you day after day after day. You can't let that happen. Your ego is extremely important, and you only have one person you're competing against, and it's the person you created, which is nothing more than a better version of yourself. So day by day, you're losing this battle, and that should make you uncomfortable, it should make you nervous, it should make you anxious. So you start to feel that way, because this is the truth. If you've truly imagined who your enemy is, and you truly imagine them beating you, you should not be able to relax. The fact that you can still sit and watch TV means you need to go back to the first video this course and start again and do it properly and do it well enough so that you can no longer sit still. You look at yourself in the mirror and go, okay, yeah, I've got some muscle, but this guy, he's got real muscle. I've got a little bit of money. This guy, he hustles nonstop. He's on Twitter nonstop. He's starting businesses. He's learned how to make websites. He's trading crypto. He's got all of Tate's programs. He's got this. He's got that. You need to get your shit together. And if you do that properly, you'll start to feel nervous. You'll imagine the version of you that is as amazing as they could be. And then you look at yourself and realize that you're failing. It's the reality. And you'll sit there and go, fuck. Now, when you feel anxious, there's only one thing you can do. You can either sit there and be anxious like a little girl and be worried about it, or you can put some things in action. I was nervous before every single fight, and that's when I felt the best, because I was afraid. I was afraid of losing. And you need to be afraid of losing day by day throughout your life. You know who your enemy is, you know what he's doing, and you're losing day by day. Now, if you go to the gym and you beat your personal best, let's say the most you've ever benched is 100 kilo. You go there, you bench 105 kilo. The days you beat your personal best are the days you've beaten this individual. That's the only day you're allowed to claim a victory. If you beat your personal best, you can claim a victory. I went there, I did more than I've ever done. I beat this guy. But if you're not beating your personal best, he is beating you. And that should inspire you to try and smash through your own records day after day after day. The most money you've ever made in a month. The most weight you've ever lifted. The most girls you've ever spoke to. It doesn't matter what goals you set. You have to understand that you're going to spend a lot of time losing. And all this time you're spending losing is going to damage your ego, and that's going to make you anxious and unhappy and nervous, and you're going to put all that nervous energy into smashing your personal records so you have those days of victory. Everything compounds. What most people don't understand is they think that life just changed overnight. Everything compounds. People say to me, oh, Tate, how did you become successful? I can't tell you the one thing that made me successful. I was always driven, motivated. I understood how to make good connections. I looked after the people who looked after me. I always knew what the right thing to do was. I didn't drink for many years of my life. I didn't do this. I didn't do that. But I did do this. And it all comes together to success. It's not about one thing. A lot of people go through life with a very average attitude to life, and they wait for their one big break. Yeah, maybe you'll get it, but that's not the reality. If you're hoping for a big break, you may as well just keep buying the lottery tickets. You have to build your big break. And you're going to do that with a thousand tiny victories. It's a change of mindset that's going to allow you to put together 1,000 tiny victories. And the change of mindset is simply understanding that there is a version of you that exists somewhere in the multiverse, which is much better than you are right now. They have the same start, the same genetic composition, but they are destroying you in every measurable metric purely because they don't get lazy, don't get tired, don't watch TV, don't waste their time. They have an iron mind. And that person is going to become you now. That is who you are fighting against.